Hello, it's Tuesday, January the 11th, and we're in the second part of chapter 6 of Revelation. Yesterday we looked at the opening of the fifth seal, but today we pick it up at the opening of the sixth seal in verses 12 through 15 in particular. It is the explicit answer to the cry of the souls of the martyrs that John saw in the presence of Christ beneath the altar, and they were praying a prayer asking how long before their blood is avenged. And here in verse 12, when he opened the sixth seal, I looked, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth, the full moon became like blood, and the stars of the sky fell to the earth as the fig tree sheds its winter fruit when shaken by a gale. And you need to read Joel chapter 2 and verse 31. The sun will be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. So this is Old Testament imagery. I don't think we're meant to take this literally, but this is imagery from the Old Testament about the great judgment that is coming. And in verse 15, the first three groups who undergo that judgment are the kings and the great men and the commanders, and they are forced to hide in caves and in rocks of the mountains and so on. And imagery again that's drawn from Isaiah 33, 34, and 35. I don't think this is meant to be taken literally. Again, I think this is figurative. And verse 16, as they cry out for the rocks to cover them, what are they afraid of? They're afraid of the wrath of the Lamb. They are afraid of the wrath of God, because a great day of judgment is coming. As I said yesterday, the modern church has lost sight of the wrath of God. Jesus just wants to make everybody happy. But this Jesus in the book of Revelation, that John, who's the epitome of love, God loves you is part of John's message, but John is equally insistent that unless you are a believer, you're going to face the wrath of the Lamb, and it'll be like wanting the mountains and the rocks to hide you from his presence. Well, on that somber note, I bid you farewell for today, and we'll come back to it again tomorrow.